This is a tipping point moment as we watch right now the collapse of Western hegemony happening in real time. And we are digging our own graves, shovel by shovel full. And it's all intentional, thanks to President Biden and his deep state puppets. Overnight, Iran retaliated against Israel, firing hundreds of drones. The U.S. saying, no, we're not going to get involved in a war in the Middle East. And then last night, literally getting involved in a war in the Middle East, right alongside the British and the Israelis to shoot down drones over Israel. President Biden cut short his 50th vacation of the year to come back to Washington to order the U.S. response in the Situation Room. So it's a mess. And for the last few days, the world has been on red alert, watching and waiting all around Iran. So while the Western media was distracted by the death of a murderer late last week, something huge happened in Russia that no one, and I mean no one, covered in the mainstream press. President Putin told the world exactly how things are about to play out with NATO's proxy war in Ukraine. And buckle up, because it's a devastating blow to the United States, to NATO, and to Western power elites like World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, who wanted to use Ukraine as a staging ground for all of their tests, like 15-minute cities, digital IDs. That's all about to go up in smoke, and somewhere Klaus Schwab is crying. So we'll get there in a moment, but first, Western governments are going into lockdown mode right now over what's happening in the Middle East. Just a short time ago, President Biden told Iran, do not attack Israel. Then Iran fired back and sent a direct warning to the United States, do not interfere. We are warning you, stay out of it.
Some big news just coming in. Iran has sent a message to the United States through the Arab countries, and I'm quoting from that. If you intervene in a conflict between us and Israel, we will attack American bases in the region.
Of course, Biden got us directly involved like we knew he would. As U.S. Marine Scott Ritter told us on Friday, this is going to be big, and he was 100% correct.
So there's going to be a retaliation. This is 100% certain. The question is, will this retaliation then escalate to general war? We know the United States doesn't want to fight a general war with Iran. The reason why the Obama administration signed off on the Iran nuclear deal in 2015 is that the only option we had if we didn't capitulate on our terms regarding Iran's nuclear program was a war that we could not win. Every president since Obama has recognized that we cannot win a war against Iran.
So Scott was correct on that, and he tweeted just this morning, Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel has resumed normal operations. There will be no Israeli response. This crisis is over. Meanwhile, all of Biden's meddling in the Middle East is pushing oil prices through the roof once again. Get ready to pay a crap ton in gas prices once again. Axios is calling it Biden's oil jeopardy. Why? Why is a liberal website calling it Biden's oil jeopardy? Because they can't pin this on Trump. This is all on Biden, because Biden is a moron who blamed inflation in the United States on Putin and depleted our strategic oil reserves, which are now nearly empty, in order to soften the blow of inflation. He told us it's Putin's price hike.
Let me start with the Putin price hike.
Anyone with a Forrest Gump level IQ knew that was a lie. In fact, the opposite was true. Western sanctions, again, didn't hurt Russia. It drove prices in the United States and Europe through the roof. Costs for everything went up, but it was Putin's fault. They hope you'd believe it, but you're not stupid. And if Biden meddles in the Iranian-Israel war that's coming, Iran will shut down the Straits of Hormuz. A friendly reminder that the Straits of Hormuz is a 39-kilometer-wide section of land, around 21 million barrels of oil, or 24% of the world's total oil consumption, passes through it each day, and oil prices will immediately hit $130 a barrel, and Americans will see that immediately in their wallet. Perfect for an election year. So President Biden told us he was going to raid the strategic oil reserves to help lower your gas costs and combat inflation, he told us.
I led the world and other countries to join with us to coordinate the largest release of oil from our stockpiles of all the countries in history.
And inflation numbers came in much higher than expected this week, with the latest CPI numbers showing that inflation is getting worse, not better. Now the strategic oil reserve is virtually empty, and inflation is going up. It was Biden's way of stopping Putin, and Biden is your friend. He's here to help you. But don't worry, we're going to refill the strategic oil reserves with no cost to taxpayers at all.
Today, I'm announcing a plan to refill the strategic petroleum oil reserve. in the years ahead at a profit for taxpayers.
Today, the Biden administration announced that it's going to pull back its plans to refill the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, they drained that to try and bring gas prices down earlier. Well, they've been trying to fill it back up, but now it is way too expensive.
But of course, it wasn't just Biden. The mainstream media told us that inflation is good for us and nothing to worry about. They were complicit. The inflation scare doesn't match reality, Forbes told us. Inflation looks bad now, but it's pretty much sticking to the script, CNBC told us. Why the inflation we're seeing now is a good thing. Only MSNBC could come up with a headline like that. And inflation is your fault, says The Atlantic. You stupid Americans! No wonder the world is dumping the US dollar. Bottom line is, gold has now entered a new multi-year bull market, and I'm making big moves on this, big moves on gold and silver right now. This is the highest an ounce of gold has ever been. Bank of America sees gold hitting $3,000 by 2025. UBS sees gold hitting $4,000. This is unprecedented what's happening right now. Of course, I told you this was coming months ago. We talked about it right here on the show. So let's be strategic about this. China and Russia are buying up as much gold as they can and preparing for the next stage. And this week, it all happened. Number one, Russia signed a brand new agreement with China. By the way, they did this while the U.S. Treasury Secretary was in Beijing. She was in town, Janet Yellen was, and Russia flies into China and signs a new agreement on security and the economy. Unbelievable. Now they have each other's back in case of attacks by NATO. This is the first real military alliance against NATO in years. Number two, they also signed an economic partnership to protect themselves against Western sanctions. But the biggest story is what happens next in Ukraine. Putin told us all that the only way the war in Ukraine ends is with the destruction of the Ukrainian government, meaning there is no other way that this ends. The regime in Kiev will be done, kaput, finished. Quoting Russia's message to the United Nations this week, quote, "This is how it will go down in history as an inhuman and hateful regime of terrorists and Nazis who betrayed the interest of their people and sacrificed it to their Western money and Zelensky and his closest circle." The only topic for any international meetings on Ukraine will be the unconditional capitulation of the Kyiv regime, Putin said. In other words, it's over. It's over for NATO. It's over for Europe. It's over for the United States. You have lost. Pick up your ball and go home. What are they going to do? Are they going to do that? Or are they going to be desperate? As we talk about on this show all the time, desperate people do desperate things. We will be watching this very, very closely over the next few weeks now that the ground has firmed up, the snow has melted, and Putin is about to launch a massive offensive into Ukraine. So that's the news update part of today's video. Now I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is tied directly to this unbelievable moment that we're seeing right now for gold prices. These Western leaders have lost the complete control of the situation. This is the best time in my lifetime to be involved in gold and gold-related companies. This has just begun to rally, my friends. Just begun. Literally, this is the first inning. We are on the launch pad, guys. So listen to me on this story. If you're not bullish on gold after what I'm about to show you, then I can't help you. I've been a huge fan of gold for a long time. Gold expert Peter Schiff just said this week that something big is happening. Gold prices don't usually surge like this. Something big is coming. So the gold mining company that I want to tell you about is called Great Pacific Gold Corp. Now, here is their ticker on your screen. Take a look at this. Now, we have an opportunity here with this one that is, in my mind, a generational opportunity in scope. I don't know of a single person that doesn't tell himself today in 2024, what if I could go back to 2016 and buy Bitcoin at $500 a coin? Of course you would, but we can't turn back time. So though, I have something that I found, which is the next best thing. I don't know if I'll ever be able to repeat this kind of a juicy setup again. So here are the details. Pay attention to this. Number one, several years ago, a Papua New Guinea-based gold stock was priced at just 99 cents Canadian, and its business model was to put into production a very troubled gold project. So they had this very troubled gold project. They had to get it up and running. Okay, that was the company. Then you can guess what happened next. A brilliant gold mining executive by the name of Brian Shalarchik and a great team, they did the impossible. They took that company's share price 600% north, 600% increase. to over $7 a share. Remember what I just said, it was at 99 cents. Now it's over $7 a share with a market cap of $1.5 billion. Now, Brian Salarchik has just gone back to Papua New Guinea today for the second time in order to repeat and even outdo his original success in the country and acquire three new gold assets. Now, what's amazing is the geology of these new projects that he's working on. They present the same gold target types as the one that helped turn that 99-cent share price to a $7 share price during the bear market. A bear market, not a bull market, a bear market. So just get your juices flowing on what might happen now in a full-blown bull market, which is what we are hitting in with gold now at an all-time high. Again, he took it from 99 cents to $7 a share in a bear market. Now, gold just hit an all-time high. So the company, again, Great Pacific Gold Corp, the company that Brian Salarchik is currently building to surpass his first company, his first stint in Papua New Guinea, is still well below what institutional money has paid for their shares of it in the last financing round. I told you about this. Is like turning the clock back right now. This is potentially a portfolio-changing moment. Doing the exact same thing he was doing with that first company, but doing it all over again at a fraction of the cost in those share prices right now. Guys, in a bear market, Brian Salarchik's team in his first go-around in Papua New Guinea turned a $100 million company into a $2 billion company. He is more experienced now, and the market conditions are far, far better, and our timing is spot on in my view. Yes, Bank of America with price targets of gold over $3,000 an ounce, UBS over $4,000 an ounce right now, unbelievable. So Great Pacific Gold has no debt as a company, $10 million in cash, and it is drilling right now. They are drilling right now with results to be announced soon. The timing is spectacular on this one. So I want you on this thing right now, researching it. Do your own homework on this. I've not been able to find any other example of a mining executive that built shareholders' wealth to the tune of 1,000% and then formed a second company to do it all over again with the same mining conditions right next door to his other company. It's like he's giving us a second chance right here. It'd be like, you know what, the founder of NVIDIA takes like a sabbatical and then comes back a year later, and then he tells you, you know what, I'm going to start a brand new chip company. Anybody want to invest in it? Be like, yeah, I would like to do that. It's a no-brainer. Really, with gold right now in the best condition we've ever seen. So do your own homework on this ASAP. The company is Great Pacific Gold Corp. Here's the ticker on your screen. Here's how much the stock is trading for as of this recording. You can see that right here on your screen. Again, do your own homework on it, and we will see you next time, everyone.